I'm Mike Davis on the Southern Farm Network, and South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers here to tell us about a recent report that's come out and what it means for South Carolina and the nation, sort of taking a look at agriculture in the state. Commissioner, what did you see from this report?
Well, you know, the name of the report is Feeding the Economy, and that's a great summary of what it was set out to do, and that was really to look at just how much of our state and our nation's economy have to do with agriculture and food. And this report indicates it's quite a bit. You know, over the years, we've talked about agriculture, agribusiness being the number one industry in South Carolina, about $46 billion flowing through the economy, almost a quarter of a billion jobs. But this report separates out forestry and adds in food. In other words, everything related to getting, as I call it, food from the soil to your supper, is in this report. And it says just what we've always talked about, just how big agriculture and food are. And the United States, nearly, it's hard to believe, nearly 30% of the jobs in the country are connected to food and agriculture. Now, you know, that's everything from our farmers who produce it to the person at the fast food or whatnot that delivers it. So quite a bit. Nearly $87 billion in South Carolina generated in our economy, I guess because we eat, which we got to do.
And a lot.
So the fact that we have that much of a economic impact is pretty impressive.
And that's billion with a B, not just million, but billion, $87 billion impact. And farmers and others in that, if you call that the food industry, that really is the engine that makes things go in South Carolina.
That it is. And especially in when it comes to producing crops for food in the rural counties. But then when it comes to the consumption and the preparation and the delivery, it's every county. Of course, you know, it is food, and we need that three times a day. Just to take a look at it is just one more reminder that we should be very thankful for those who produce our food, those that serve it to us, and those that make a living in it.
You know, I'd be remiss if I did not point out that there are some uncertainties in 2022 that farmers are going to have to contend with.
There sure are. I have never heard input cost numbers like I'm hearing for fertilizers, with some of our mainstays of urea, which is a form of nitrogen that almost every crop needs. Over $1,000 per ton. That's just historic highs. Don't know that it's going to settle down much this year because of all the uncertainties of supply around the world. We want to just make sure that our farmers, once they put a crop in the ground, can finish it. So regardless of price, we've got to make sure that they have the availability of all the things necessary to take those crops to harvest.
Commissioner, is there anything that you would like to add when we take a look at this big picture of food being grown in South Carolina?
Just for people to understand just how well-oiled, if you will, fine-tuned the food production and delivery system is. Now, we've seen interruptions due to pandemics and supply chain. It makes us appreciate it more. And then when you see what its impact is for our economy, we appreciate it even a little more. So that's what the message we want to get out today is just appreciate the food industry in South Carolina.
Almost an $87 billion impact in South Carolina, according to this recent report. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.